Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't wanna have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. Way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
And welcome to Women's Freedom Radio. My name is William Pardarva. The purpose of Craig is to rust the hoe. And I tell you what, bipolar weather has set in New Mexico. It's been taco weather, we call it out here. But anyway, we're surviving. A lot of crazy things going on out there. We'll get into the subjects here in a little bit. Roger Russell, how you doing, brothers? Are you there?
I'm doing okay. I was waiting for Russell to answer.
Russell, are you there, brother? I think he's got himself on mute.
Okay. All righty. Well, before we get started, Joseph, before we get started, let's take care of our little obligation here.
All right.
Joseph and I have, we have gotten into the Four Patriots survival foods deal. And these people, they're treating us very nice. They're very polite with us. We're making, they're doing the best they can under the circumstances with the pandemic and all, and getting people's orders shipped out. You know, there is a high demand for their products, for Patriots Food. Mm-hmm. Well, when you're the best. When you're the best, you're going to get a lot of demand, and
yeah.
The prices are fair, they're decent, and Look them up on the site, Four Patriots Survival Foods, and plus they have all kind of little gizmos and gadgets that, you know, they're common sense things. They have solar generators, solar water heaters, things of that nature. They have a lot of stuff,
green.
A lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, they do. I just ordered a green energy drink, and it's supposed to be top of the best, military approved, and everything. So I'm going to give that a shot. See, it's supposed to be good
now
for arthritis, I mean, chronic pain and everything else.
Not,
so I'm going to give it a shot.
You know, this is not powdered milk stuff. This is not the powdered egg stuff.
No.
It's dehydrated, vacuum processed foods. And in the packets, it will last 25 years. I just recently ordered the beef and the chicken. Came very well packaged, very well vacuum sealed. Guaranteed last 25 years. Just recently passed, a few weeks ago, got my 4-week survival foods. There's macaroni. I've tried some of their foods, their oatmeals, their macaroni and cheeses, their rice, their dehydrated vegetables. They're y'all, I got a little bit of a cold.
But they are top notch.
They are good. They are good. Now, you know, I mean, they're not, it's not seasoned food. You know, you're going to have to put your season all on it and, you know, a little salt and pepper or what have you. And, but they're good, nutritious meals. And
yeah, they are.
I would rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Exactly.
So Patriots,
and I tell you what, you tell
them up on Facebook, look them up on the web, Four Patriots, give them a call. Sometimes you got to leave a message. They'll call you back, and they do the credit card orders, everything else, and it'll ship to your door. PS or FedEx will drop it right at your door.
I tell them you heard it from Wilbur's Freedom Radio. They do. I did send them the link, so I know they're listening in and everything. So, and they are very polite and very nice. I was actually talking with them today on texting each other, and I asked them about their other product, breakfast products, if they have biscuits and gravy. They said not yet. They're working on that one and stuff. But the scrambled egg menu kit is very reasonable and is very good and everything from what I've been reading and hearing. And stuff. So I'm gonna try the green drink, and I'll let you all know what it's like and everything. But Susan may like it. It's supposed to be good for chronic pains, arthritis, and other stuff, and pick you up in energy. So and everything. So we'll see what that's like and everything. So, but anyhow, I tell you, brother, it's been crazy out here in the world the last couple of days. You know, we had shootings yesterday. Had Maxine Waters going out inciting riots. It's going to cause a mistrial in this case. I bet you $100 it'll be a mistrial. What do you say?
Oh yeah, it's definitely.
No, wrong.
It's going to be some type of mistrial. It's going to be some type of off the wall thing. You know, I mean, it's the judge. I watched the video of the judge. And he reamed their asses out for this. And you know the jury is watching the news. You know they know this. They've seen this, and it's not right. I mean, they should keep their mouth shut.
No,
you know she has no business.
I agree.
She has no.
I agree with what you were saying earlier before the show when me and I were talking. I believe they did this on purpose. I really do.
Well, it's not only this. It's the anti-Semitism remarks coming from Omar about people on police departments in the United States that are Jewish police officers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said, mm-hmm. you know, if you're Jewish, you have no business being a police officer. They have no business hiring you as a police officer. This comes straight out of Nazi Germany. Hitler's Mein Kampf, mm-hmm. Nazi Germany, you know, when he took mm-hmm. power, he expelled all people, all Jews from public office, from public service and everything. They mm-hmm. you know, I mean, this mm-hmm. kind of rhetoric here, and they want to talk about Trump. They want to talk about
right.
Trump making statements. You know,
well,
statements
not only that,
made,
Virgil.
Referring to shithole countries and all of this. I mean, you know, this is a prime example of the pot calling the kettle black. I mean,
right.
this is just unacceptable. This is outrageous.
And here's another thing that's racist. I'm hearing now that I was reading some articles that American Airlines, I believe it was American Airlines, is going to stop training white pilots to start training black pilots. I mean,
well,
you know, and then the tax on the agents. They want people to believe, and you and I talked about this the other day, they want people to believe those are tax coming from Trump supporters, and they're not. They're not coming from us at all. It's Antifa, Black Lives Matter. It was a black dude that was actually taxing the Asians there and everything. And, this is straight out of the Nazi Germany playbook. Everything we're seeing is from that playbook. To the pandemic. To this pandemic, it's all in there. Hey, Ron, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, Ron,
hey,
how are you doing, man?
I thought about that, Russell, but it was Ron that called him.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy for sure. And the thing is Maxine Waters, you know, if this had been a conservative saying the crap that she's doing and inciting this and whatever else, they would have been flipping their wig and demanding court hearings and justice and everything else. But because it's a left, it's okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and you're right. And Omar, I mean, well, she's Muslim and they don't like Jewish people, period. You know, so mm-hmm. I'm not shocked that she said that. But she's been saying racist crap since she got on the political scene, you know, and nobody does anything about it. They just follow her.
Here's my point. Here's my point about iPhone Omar. Okay, she walks around with her diaper on her head, and you know, talking this and Muslim that, and you know, supporting you know with the Palestinian thing and everything over in Israel. Okay. Now, in the Muslim community, if she were not in the United States, she would not be able to open her mouth on anything. If she
mm-hmm.
displayed that,
I was just
going to
say that, Virgil.
Don't interrupt me, Joseph. Okay. If she were in Saudi Arabia or any one of those shithole Muslim militant countries, and she went to run in her mouth, she would be damn near beat to death. You know,
yep.
I mean, you know, women aren't allowed to even drive in these countries. And here she is. She's up there. She's wearing makeup, which is a no-no in the Muslim community, in Islam. You know, she could be executed for that. And she's up in this country, and she's running her mouth, you know, saying Jews shouldn't be allowed to be police officers and this, that, and the other. And, I mean, if you or I were in Congress and we made that statement, okay, well, you know, blacks, they don't have any business being police officers. There would be just pandemonium from coast to coast and worldwide if we said something like that. You know, this bitch here, they're letting her get away with too much. They're letting Maxine Waters go too far with this shit, and it's just sickening, and I'm fed up with it. And I hope the jury does find Chauvin not guilty because of this. I hope they do find him not guilty.
Well, Virgil, what I'd like to know is where are all these supposed anti-fascist guys, right, that are constantly rioting, looting over this and that and everything else, you know, like Antifa and the BLM. So where are they at with, you know what I mean? They're not out there demanding Omar's head, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. It's because they're hypocritical. They don't give a shit about black people.
Uh-huh.
They don't give a shit
about
black
people. Okay, we got Carmelita on. Bring her. Hey, what's up, Carmelita?
What's up, Charo?
Or is this Carmelita 404?
Yeah, this is Johnson.
Hello.
Honey Badger, straight out of.
Oh, hey, Johnson.
What's going on?
Oh, not much,
yeah.
Brother. Glad you called in. The Scotchers and Carmelita's area codes are about the same, so I was kind of mixed up. But anyway, Johnson, you're hearing all this. What do you think?
Everybody's favorite governor for Georgia 2022 has a lot to think about it. If she was in my state, she'd already have the handcuffs on her. Definitely.
Right. Right.
She'd be in a cell.
Especially if you were governor. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you were governor,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, everybody, this is Johnson. Right, and this is Johnson Garcia from Atlanta, Georgia, who's running for governor up there against him and everything. So I'm going to ask him to come on. But, you know, we got Marjorie Greene who filed papers just a while ago, resolution papers against Maxine Waters. And I just heard Pelosi saying she's going back to Waters up and everything. So we know how this is going to go.
Yeah,
you know,
she's way more than enough. Cause if I guarantee you, if they can say all that about Donald Trump inciting a riot, then I mean, what she said is like she went full retard.
Oh, I know, and it's I heard Geraldo Rivera speaking earlier, coming from him saying she needs to be gone. And I was kind of shocked on that remark. And he agreed that she needs to be gone. I mean, a lot of Democrats are stepping in too, saying the same thing. So, you know, we'll see. Virgil, what do you think? Do you think Antifa and BLM's going to turn on Maxine Waters for that?
Well, the thing is, BLM, I mean, they're buying $1,400,000 houses in white neighborhoods in Hollywood. You know, they could give less two hoots of shit or a good goddamn about this. You know,
yeah,
they've already got paid.
It's so impressed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, the sad part is yesterday with those string of shootings that went on, a 7-year-old little girl got killed, you know, and by a gangbanger and stuff in the drive-by at a McDonald's and stuff, and nobody's writing about that.
Yeah.
7-year-old little girl.
There was a 7-year-old girl shot in Chirac last night, or 2 days ago now, and BLM hasn't said anything about that. They don't say anything about, you know, young black children being killed in drive-bys or gang.
And you know why?
Gang violence.
And you know why? You know why? Because Jamal cannot sue Jerome. I've said this a thousand times. I'm going to say it 1,001 times. Black lives only matter when they can sue deep pockets. Okay,
yep.
That's when black lives matter. When Al Sharpton can get on his charter jet with his entourage and check into a 5-star motel and go eat at a 5-star restaurant, then the next day get up and get in his rented long stretch limousine with his entourage, step out of that limousine and step up on stage wearing a $1,500 to $2,000 silk suit and get up behind a microphone and talk to other black people about the struggle. Negro, please. Negro, please. Okay? Give us a break.
Yeah, not only that, you got people that, like Bernie Jones, that want to turn Republican overnight. But on top of that, you know, they want to talk about the struggle and stuff. Well, I come straight out of California, where we knew about the gang violence and stuff. When I was 14, I came out to Georgia, and that's where I got my second childhood, because I couldn't have a damn childhood in California, living in L.A. It was just not possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Oh, I lived in California. I knew.
I definitely know what it is to have the opportunity for working hard. If you're willing to work hard, you got endless opportunities. There's no excuse whatsoever. If you're willing to work for it, you can get it. So, yeah, as far as I ain't new to it. I've been true to it since day one. I've seen both sides of the coin. Whether that's the so-called gang violence or patriot struggle or two-way struggle, I've seen it. I've seen more than enough to make me sick in my stomach, enough to run for governor.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't just come about it overnight. And my first coming to Jesus moment was when I asked, why is it that so-called inner cities can go so long with having black mayors, black governors, even or black city council members, black police officers, and still have the same churn over and over? Why is it that they cannot, move forward out of the struggle? And the point blank
they
is,
don't want to. They don't
exactly.
want to. It's the same principle. It's the same principle as when you go and see a doctor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cure the patient, lose a customer. Okay? It's the same philosophy.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm going to explain to you how this works. If you give me a little while, I'll explain to you. Okay?
Preach
I'm going to explain to you how this works. Okay? Inner cities, they rely on a lot of grant money, a lot of federal grant money, a lot of federal funding. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order to get this federal funding for infrastructure, for a park, for anything, okay, you have to submit, okay, comprehensive safety programs, what the money's going to be used for, this, that, and the other.
Right.
Okay? Now, once all of this red tape is cleared and the money starts coming in, what they do is they set up these fact-finding and study groups and committees and give them a fancy name, and these people are highly paid. Okay? Now, And they got to they're just required to submit a bullshit report back to the city council or mayor. What is that background noise?
That's not me. I hear blinkers.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And once these committees get this money and everything, poof, it's gone like a fart in the wind. All right.
Uh-huh.
Now, since these Democratic councilmen and mayors and this, that, and the other appointed these people, we're coming up for reelection. Guess what? It's campaign contribution time.
Uh-huh.
So not only do they get matching funds from the federal government to run for public office, they set up these slush funds for the grant money that they've got that these people are going to donate to their campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
And yep.
The people
and
don't
we got
get a goddamn thing. And
right,
the people
and
don't get
right.
a goddamn thing. And what they do is when they get elected, okay, they wave to the people, they jump in their cars or their planes and they fly off, drive off, whatever. Okay, we'll see you in 4 more years. And they're with their friends in that car and in that plane, they're lighting up a big Cohiba, fixing them a highball, and they're looking at each other laughing and say, boy, we got them dumbasses to fall for it again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the pimp and the dope game. It's called re-up.
Yep.
That's all they're doing.
Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
Out a way to re-up.
I'm doing great tonight, gentlemen. I'm doing great, man. How about yourselves? I just rolled into the house. Sorry I'm late. Probably not going to be able to hang very long. I got a mountain of paperwork to do, but I just wanted to know if y'all did catch what happened, right? With Obama calling the shot, the Biden administration completely backed 100% off Iran. No, nothing, man. They are free and they are spending those centrifuges. And I'm telling you, man, it's fixing to get real stupid, man. Israel's going to have to light them up. And they're trying to push Russia. They're trying to push Russia into war. Of course, China's sitting over there hitting the Biden joystick because the threat isn't Russia at all.
Hell no.
For decades. The real threat is China, and they own Biden, Harris, the whole friggin' lot of them, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing, too, y'all. The mindset of BLM and Antifa, they're just being used to keep us on our heels. That's all it is. Until we actually start doing the things that true Americans do best, then we are not going to proceed the way we should. We need patriots in office. We need those in office that you have seen at events. We need those that are in office that have showed that they are for either the militia, the two-way movement, or, you know, making sure that rhinos or Democrats are not in there.
Well,
and you can always...
If you think for 1 minute, there's ever going to be another free and honest and fair election, send me whatever you're smoking, man. I need some good shit because it ain't happening.
So you know my predicament, running for governor, right?
Well, I'm telling you, it's gonna be a slim and none chance.
I have the Secretary of State coming to my district meeting. You hear me? I have the Secretary of State of Georgia coming to my district meeting next weekend. And guess where I'm going to be at? At that district meeting, giving them hell. So that's part of it. That's part of it. And how am I going to get my name out?
Mm-hmm.
Doing it the right way. That's showing up and making sure that we the people are heard. So, yeah, you talking about elections, I understand that. But wherever they're willing to show their face and take Q&A, it's up for those that really have the cojones to ask them the hard questions and press them to get the answers. So
in Georgia, you may with the new election criteria they passed. You know, you do have half-ass of a chance. Of being treated fair and decent, but as far as the rest of the country, we got a congressional seat open from the Louisiana. This the former he's an advisor now to Biden, Cedric Richmond, and whoever takes his advice, they're stupider than what they look. But there's one lady running against him. There's one lady running against him. Stacey Abrams is endorsing her. Okay, so that ought to tell you a lot about her character.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the fleas are jumping now.
Well, the best thing y'all can do with Stacey Abrams is send her back to Popeye's Fried Chicken and put her over the grill, you know, cooking the hot and spicy. That's about the best of her abilities. You know.
I honestly got a lot of smoke for Vernon Jones, Stacey Abrams, Kemp if he wants some, and then if he tries to come back, I got some for all candidates, because I have a very strict message that has not changed for 6 years, and I am mm-hmm. dead serious. One, we have played way too long with all these establishment on both sides, but on top of putting up with their useful idiots, Antifa and BLM, and whoever else alphabet you want to put on there, and then on top of that, they've showed themselves as far as judiciary judicially. Who's in their pocket? So we're gonna have a big shindig come 2022, and I'm gonna air it out. That's all there is to it. And
well,
I guarantee you, there's no other candidate that can do it like I can. So it's gonna
all
be
right.
interesting.
Well, I tell you what,
and Matt McGregor, man.
I tell you what, Russell. You know, I'm with you on this. I'm going to expect, I'm going to hope for the best, but I'm going to expect the worst to come out of this 2020 election. But people like Maxine Waters and this iPhone Omar bitch that's in there, I guarantee you, she turned every Jew. I mean, every person of the Jewish faith is going to vote Republican because of what she said.
Uh-huh.
You know, Jewish people should not be allowed to be police officers.
But guys, let's take one second here, okay? Let's take one second here and look at what we have. Everybody talks about we the people, we the people, we the people, we the people. Well, let me tell you something. We have motherfuckers, excuse my French, after a year and a half, still running around with the fucking mask on. And what did they do? A virus that's got a 99% cure rate.
Uh-huh.
And they haven't been sick. They haven't had the virus.
Yep.
They're running around with their mask on. But yet, knowing that, they jump in line, midstream, and can't wait to get the poison put in their body. Provided by Bill Gates, Moderna, and Bill Gates.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Absolutely, the biggest advocate for depopulation on the on the planet. So let's think about this for a second. And then you have these doctors going on there, oh, the myths about the COVID vaccine. Well, no, it's not this. They don't have any fucking research that proves that. They're out there running their cock holsters trying to get people to line up for the shot. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've taken that shot, you are the research.
No, you're not wrong, because I can tell you this right now. They have they have 57 people. 50, they're not putting it out on the news, but I know this for a fact. 57 people in the state of Louisiana that received the COVID-19 vaccine contracted the COVID-19 virus, and they have died.
And our friend Carmelita's uncle, our friend Carmelita's uncle just died from taking the vaccine too about 3 days ago.
Well, let me ask you all this stuff right here. The same company, Johnson & Johnson, has just been sued for millions of billions of dollars because of putting asbestos in their talcum powder. And they've been doing it for years, and they're finally getting sued. And they're the same company that came out with their own COVID vaccine that's pulled their vaccine, or it was made, or actually forced to pull their vaccine. So if they do it once, I don't trust them not to do it again. And I don't, hell no. If I ain't got it thus far, and I ain't putting nothing in me that ain't ever been there.
If they know they're going to kill people with this thing, and if you don't think the government won't kill you, you're full of shit. I lost a train of thought there for a second. These people are signing up for it. There is no deal. Oh, and then they pass a law or act, whatever you care to call it, that says, you know what? 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, when your balls are falling off, you can't procreate, you're dying.
Not the balls.
You're dying by the drug. Guess what? You can't turn around and sue these fuckers.
Yeah.
Or drive back, turn upside down, and it's talking to you.
Yeah. Your asshole is going to turn inside out and start talking to you when you go take a dump.
Yep. But, you know, I mean,
Carmelita,
I've seen reports.
Bringing back one of my friends, Carmelita, her uncle went and got this shot, and he had to be rushed to the hospital because his blood started coagulating and clotting up, and it killed him.
Yeah, that's one of the side effects is blood clots, and it happens. Let me ask you this, Russell,
and everybody out there.
Go ahead.
You go to the doctor, okay, you done stepped on a rusty nail, and you go to the doctor, and they give you a tetanus shot. Okay, they give you this tetanus shot, and then you want to leave the doctor's office. Oh, no, you can't leave. You just had an inoculation. You got to have somebody drive you home. And they got people pulling up in their cars, rolling up their sleeves, and then they're driving down the highway after getting this shit. Hello? The dentist won't even let you drive yourself home after giving you a shot of Novocaine after pulling your tooth. You know?
And the sad part is, guys, is that Susie has said many times, the vaccine's not going to work against this new strain of coronavirus. But even though people are dying, you still need to get the shot.
There is no new strain.
Exactly.
There is no new strain. What it is,
exactly.
is that they know that people are going to catch on that this COVID vaccine is a bunch of bullshit and it's not working. Mm-hmm. So if it's not working, what do you do? Oh, well, the reason it's not working, we have a new strain that comes up. Okay, they have a bunch of people in there that grab a bunch of crayons and they go to draw in some fucked up germ with a bunch of mushrooms growing out of it and say, here, that's the new COVID virus. The mushrooms on the other ones were green. These are red.
Right.
Virgil,
right.
See, you touched on something there. the American people
have
been caught over the decades and through the fucking insurance company that, you know what, if you got a sniffle, you better go to the doctor. If you got this, you better go to the doctor. Da-da-da. People do not build up any tolerance, okay?
Yeah.
They do not build up any. They don't build up their natural antibiotics. Now, what you were saying while it goes is perfect example. You know what I'm gonna do if I step on a rusty nail, Virgil? I'm gonna pull out. I'm gonna take my boot off, my sock off it. I'm gonna take two fingers, pry that motherfucking puncture hole open, and I'm gonna pour me some hydrogen peroxide down there in a couple times. And I'm gonna put at least a 3-in-1
That's what I do.
And I'll clean one day like that, and I'll be fine. I don't need a motherfucking injection.
You know, last year,
don't forget that they were fluffing those numbers on COVID deaths, saying that if a person had died from a car wreck, a motorcycle accident, natural causes of cancer, and had exposure, that they were listed as a COVID death. So,
and you know what's amazing?
Nobody
died of the flu last year.
I know, right?
Or a heart attack. or a stroke.
Run it back. Stay up for the people
but
in the back.
Here's the thing. Okay, last year, Joseph called me up. Okay, he had a bad case of the virus, stomach virus, out of this world. He'll tell you right now, he was suffering. He felt like dying. And I told him, I said, well, what you do is you go to the store and get you a bottle of that cherry-flavored Milox, okay, and drink the whole goddamn bottle. I said, after you drink the whole damn bottle, go to the bathroom. Because it's going to hit quick. And he did exactly what I told him. And the next day, he was ready to run a marathon.
Yep. And I tell you what, though, and I know I had it. Russell had it. Probably, I think we had the virus is real, yes. But you're not honest with your numbers. I know I had the virus. This is like an experience I never had in my life. You could ask Virgil, I was like, dude, I'm wishing this to come knocking on my door right now. That's how bad I was. But he told me that, and I did it, and boy, I was better the next day.
Okay. And the thing is, when I was young, all right, you didn't go run to the doctor. Mama didn't run you to the doctor because you got a bad cut on your arm or this, that, and the other, or earache or whatever. We had things like methylate, mercurochrome. Boy, look, that'd separate the men from the boys. You know, you put that on, you put that on a kid. You put that on a kid nowadays, he'll go into convulsions.
When you were young, I was just trying to put a date on it. It was like the 17th century or something.
Well, not that late, but I did fight for the South.
Right.
But
hey, Ron, I know Ron, but
if y'all want to learn, if y'all want to experience injections, inoculations, if y'all want to experience the true feeling of being inoculated, find yourself a time machine, go back to 1979 and go to Paris Island and get your injections over there, like me and Russell did. You will learn quick about injections. And being
like I did when I was a kid in the 60s, and we got it all in one shot, and I still got my mark, but ooh.
Until you have been hit in the arms and the ass with air guns shooting you full of God knows what from God knows where, you ain't shit. You can't tell me shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So, you know, but not only that, guys, you know, just, I was just reading too, this report was agreeing, saying too that, you know, the state shutting down wasn't even really necessary according to the Supreme Court. This is from the high Supreme Court. And they said, you know, it was wrong for the states. I was like, wow, you guys just now coming out and saying that now?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Go ahead, Russell.
We have a lot of fun with this and stuff, but, you know, Virgil, if I had a heart, it would absolutely break it. Is that what we have watched in the last year and a half is the complete surrender of 90% of the country.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Conservatives, liberals, fucking hillbillies, from the ghettos to the barrios to Main Street to high-rise penthouses. You have seen the American people surrender. And Brezhnev told us this was going to happen. He said, we will take over America and we will never fire a shot. And right now, we have fascists running the country that have put up fences to protect them from the American people. And you know what? Why would you put up fences to protect the American people? Because you're fixing to do something that's going to make them want to shoot you.
Me and Virgil was talking about that earlier. Yep.
You
said that.
Well,
yesterday.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, brother.
All right. Well, Jim Jordan said this to Dr. Fauci, which really got my spidey sense of tingling. So you got to imagine, you got to consider that there's like 360-something million Americans, right? And Jim Jordan and Fauci, they both agreed upon 500-something thousand people have died from COVID. Now, as we shut down the country for this virus that has this high recovery rate of 99.something%, Now we're looking at the way that it affected our elections, actually three elections. So I'm not saying that it was the Ocean's 11 of voter hype or voter fraud or election stealing, but it's just ironic that why let a good crisis go to waste when you can have millions and millions of mail-in voting and push absentee ballots. And we've all seen the scam of the suitcases from underneath the table. We've seen where Republican and Libertarian, vote counters poll watchers were kicked out, and there was only Democrats to stay behind, and they counted votes. We've seen them where they threw votes through 3-4 times to one.
Another thing.
How is it that we're just like, what's going to happen the next time in 2022?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, too, a lot of people are not looking at. You know, they want to use the race pimp thing on this, and they want to make it a racial issue. If there was no voter fraud, how come all of these states that are being charged, you know, being accused of black voter suppression, how come they're all of a sudden changing their voting regulations? They're changing their voting laws.
Right.
You know, they're requiring IDs now. If there was no voter fraud, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
Ain't that the saying?
So obviously,
they just sold Trump out for the benefit of not having any more riots, thinking everything was going to be hunky dory, ifs and nuts were going to turn into candy, and you know, candy and ifs and buts were going to turn into candy and nuts, and we was going to all have a merry fucking Christmas, okay? But you know, and I try to explain this, you know, Russell's disappointed in Trump, and I'm disappointed in a lot of things in Trump. But, I mean, like I say, if he had pulled the trigger, if he had done, you know, what we wanted him to do, would anyone have listened to him? Would anyone have followed his orders? Or would they have just turned it back and said, hey, fuck you, Biden's president now. Go ahead. Go back to Mar-a-Lago. You know,
well,
go play some golf.
Tired of hearing is, oh, Democrats, 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 Democrats. Let me tell you, Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn, probably 85% of Republicans wanted Trump gone too, because he was fucking up the gravy train.
Oh, yeah.
All you got to do is look at all those Republicans who stood up and said that Trump was responsible for that riot.
Okay.
This here is what gets me.
This here is what gets under my skin and makes my blood boil. Okay, you expect that from these sorry son bitches because they're politicians. You know, when they're not lying to you, when they're not lying to your face and you turn your back, they're stealing your kids' lollipops. Okay. We all know that, okay? It's people like this so-called leader of the Oath Keepers who was down in Texas talking all that shit about the Antifa this and the Antifa that. Russell heard him. Russell heard him. And now he done got his ass in some hot water because of that riot. And, oh, all of a sudden, he's going to flip on everybody. Oath Keeper, my ass. You don't stab your own people in the back. You don't feed off the blood of your own people. You're not an Oath Keeper. You're a sorry ass fucking stool pigeon fucking rat is what you are.
Yep. And nobody
exactly.
Likes
and I just got this in now. It flashed on my phone. Alex Harpin is on his way up there now with Maxine Waters. To hear the word, see what the verdict's going to be. So, what do you want to bet they're looking to fight riots?
Well, it's already riots. It's already riots. Okay, let them go ahead. Let them burn the grocery store down. Let them destroy the gas station. Let them destroy the department stores. Let them destroy the clinics. They can even burn the goddamn hospital down for all I care. Because you know what it is? It's the philosophy. If Russell and I are sitting in a bar and Russell cuts a loud fart, okay? Russell cuts a loud fart. And I say, oh, well, I'm going to show you, you son of a bitch. And I shit all in my pants. Who did I hurt?
Yourself? Only yourself.
Let them burn their goddamn communities down. Who gives a shit? Ron's right there next to Portland. He's right there next to that shithole in Washington right there where all that shit's going on. And I'm going to tell you this right now. The Portland cops are the stupidest motherfuckers in the world. They're the stupidest sumbitches in the world. You know why? They need to pick up, pack up, drop their badges and guns on the ground. So tell that mayor, fuck you. It's your problem. You deal with it. We're going somewhere else. we're going to find a law enforcement job somewhere else.
Well, I'll tell you what, 2022 is going to be a very interesting year. I'm campaigning. I'm on the trail right now. I'm actually gearing up to do a lot more work. I got a Patriot Party coming up at the end of the month, the April 30th to the May 2nd. And then I have a Patriot Day coming up May 8th here in Georgia. And I'll tell you what, these two speeches that I'm giving at both events are gonna be the linchpin that everybody wants to listen to. So I hope you guys are able to catch it somehow on either Facebook, YouTube, or...
I heard Marjorie might show up. Marjorie might show up.
Russell, I'm gonna tell you this, Russell. The other day I was driving, I was just about to the Georgia line, and I stopped at this mobile truck stop on Alabama on 65, and they had a cafe there, so I walked in. And lo and behold, Russell, you're not going to believe this. They actually had a salad bar set up, and they actually had the buffet set up. Okay, and I got to fix my own salad and my own plate of food, and sat down and drank me a nice root beer with a glass of water. Had my salad with my snack crackers and everything, and I had to ask the waitress, you know, what planet I was on. I felt like a truck driver again. I mean, it felt so good. I had to come back to the truck after I ate, and I took a 2-hour nap. You know, I mean, it was just, I was in heaven.
Well, avoid New Mexico all you can, because they're getting ready to pass the gas tax 2 cents per gallon when you pump at the station.
Oh, boo!
Not
worried.
Boo!
Yeah. Come stand at the pump when I'm filling up this Mac.
All right, Jonathan. Thanks for having me on.
Okay.
You're welcome, brother. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Y'all take it easy. One
next
to God, y'all.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
But Ron, that's what gets my blood boiling more than all, you know, is these guys that, you know, they talk tough and they start these organizations like Oath Keepers and other organizations, and then when they get themselves in trouble, when they put themselves out on Front Street, and it, you know, their leaders and this, that, and the other. We had the same thing here in Louisiana. Had one of these militia leaders, and when the heat came down, he couldn't take it. All of a sudden, he turned into John McCain. He became the songbird of Hanoi. Started telling on everybody. So that son of a bitch there, I can't call his name off the top of the hat, but I hope he rots in hell. I hope he dies and rots in hell. I have nothing for him.
Right.
The movement is full of talkers, you know that? And that's the truth. You have doers and you have talkers, and unfortunately the Patriot movement is full of a lot of talkers, you know? You need more doers. And that's a fact.
But I mean, you know, you're gonna call yourself an Oath Keeper. You know that's not keeping the oath right there. That's not keeping the oath. You don't sell out your people, and you don't leave a man behind.
Right.
And
I agree. It's chicken
and
shit crap.
Oh, it's beyond chicken shit, Ron. It's beyond. It's beyond.
Yep. It's beyond. So anyway, it's going to close to that time.
Every
you guys,
time.
You want to go for You want to go for another hour, or you want to shut it down, or
you know?
I got
and
go,
the one
boy.
Thing, yeah. But the one thing, you know, the most joy I get out of driving this truck and going all over this country, you know, I walk in, I've got my red United States Marine Corps hat on when I walk in these truck stops and a lot of these places right there. And, you know, it's becoming a habit now. You know, guys, you know, that served in the Corps with me and Russell, all of a sudden you hear somebody yell out from way across the truck stop. They'll see that red cap, and they'll yell, "Simplify." And you come back with a hoorah, and everybody is just looking at you like you done lost your fucking mind. And I love it.
Right.
I love it. You know, Marine people, you know, I see them, you know, the Marine Corps cap on and everything. I see them in there, and sometimes we don't say a word to each other. And I don't know these jarheads from Adam. And I'll flip them the fucking bird, and they'll flip me the fucking bird right back. And people will just look at it and say, "What the fuck?" You know? And they just cannot understand that. And I love it. I love it. I love it, guys. I love it. I love flipping people out, you know.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's a... But I tell you, you know what's funny? Go ahead, Russell.
Oh, what I was going to say is that's something that Sally and I'd go out and stuff like that. And we'd like go tailgaters, get us some crawfish, and they had some good burgers, and they had a real good chicken fried steak there, too. We go in there and walked in there one day, and I had my Marine Corps cap on, and guy had a T-shirt on. I walked in there, he goes, "75, brother," man. Walked over, shook his hand, gave each other a hug, man, sat down and drank the beer, and people can't relate to that. You know, they don't understand the camaraderie, the brotherhood that is, man. Like, you didn't even know that guy. You know, all of a sudden he's your friend. I go, "No, he's your brother."
That's right. That is right. Hoorah!
Hey, guys, it's that time. You guys want to go for another hour? Do you want to close it for the night?
Get out of here.
No, I got to get out of here. Susan called me four times. She's got to go to a funeral tomorrow. They're burying my grandson tomorrow, Travis. So it's going to be a hard deal. And they finally got up the money. My stepson's employer loaned them the money so they could have a funeral for him instead of having him cremated. So that did Belinda a lot of good. She was stressing out about that. But we're going to have a benefit this Sunday. We're going to be selling those jambalaya plate lunches we're famous for in Louisiana to try and raise a little money, trying to ease the burden on them, the financial burden on them, get some of that money paid back, and taking donations
right.
And all. So, but I'm going to be on the road. I can't. You know, I'm sorry that I can't be there, but you know, I've got obligations I got to meet, you know, and there's nothing I can do for him. And
right.
You know. And
well,
anybody
you know,
out there
that's
planning on moving or living in Livingston Parish and you've got children, you better watch them like a hawk. Okay, because I got the call yesterday. Boyfriend and girlfriend, teenagers, at the boyfriend's house, and the boyfriend is out of the hospital. He pulled through, but the girl is still in a coma, fentanyl-laced heroin. They found a 14-year-old girl, my best friend, two houses down from him. She was sitting in a walk-in closet shooting heroin with the fentanyl in it, found her dead as fried chicken. I mean, this stuff is becoming a worser epidemic since Biden got in office that you would not believe, and the press is not covering anything. COVID ain't got shit on this, fellas. COVID ain't got shit on this. This is our rampage here.
Yep, and you know, sad to say, my mom and son is sick on that stuff and everything. Right now, he's sick, which is a good thing. And I relate to Russell and Virgil on this and Carmelita because, you know, everybody I talk to is going through the same thing, Virgil. Every family I talk to is going through the same stuff with their kids.
Wow.
You know, and everything and stuff. But I don't know. It's going to get worse and worse and worse, you know, as months goes by. This is just the tip of the iceberg, you know, and everything. So, but anyhow, yeah, we'll be back here tomorrow night. We'll see what happens. And stuff. You know, we'll see if the cities will burn, you know, stuff. But anyhow, Russell, Virgil, you be careful out there on the road. Russell, you be good. Ron, you be good out there. Stay out of trouble.
Oh, did y'all see the pictures I posted of that accident on 65 going north Alabama?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Did y'all see
that truck flipping over?
That son of a bitch. That son of a bitch. I was doing 70, and I was in a loaded tanker truck. That son of a bitch passed me like I was standing still.
Damn.
And I mean, about 2 minutes after he passed me, we came up on the wreck. We came up on the wreck right there. And, I mean, he tore a swath up. I mean, you could have, Russell, you could have sighted in your rifle from that distance.
Yeah.
I mean, he was loaded, too. I mean, he was hauling ass. He was doing about 85, 90 in that truck.
Wow. So, sure he didn't lose his brakes or anything, or?
No, he didn't lose his brakes. He lost his goddamn mind thinking he could drive a loaded van truck that fast on that damn stretch of highway.
Wow.
Aggravated stupidity and compound fucking ignorance is what happened.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, guys, we'll go ahead and close off. We'll be back here tomorrow night. We'll just see what happens. And, you know, like Virgil says, we just got to prepare, you know, prepare ourselves, hope for the best.
Yep.
So, anyway, you guys be careful out there, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. And we will have Marjorie Green on the show. I'm not for sure on the date yet because her staff still hasn't contacted me yet because she's very busy. But I just talked to Marjorie, and we will have her on the show. So, and everything, but I just don't know when yet. And also, again, you guys want some good survivor food, go to 4patriots.com. That's the number 4patriots.com. And check out what they got over there and everything. So anyhow, with that,
mention,
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
And mention Wolverine Freedom Radio. They will knock a certain percentage off of the price. They're doing it for me and Joseph.
Yep.
They'll do it for you. They're really, really, really good business people. And they're really good people to deal with. And they're straight up with you.
Yep. And so we'll see y'all here tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Chester. Wherever you are.
There's something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds.